Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast. Today, I'm extremely pleased to have Laurent Bonnion. He is a senior global Azure advocate from Microsoft. After almost 10 years working as a consultant for IdentityMind and for Valorum, I think that's how you pronounce it. And these are leading firms in Microsoft technologies. Laurent is one of the foremost experts in XAML and C#, among a number of other technologies. And he is probably best known, in addition, for being an MVP and a regional director since 1874. he's probably best known for the creation of MVVM Lite, which is what I want to talk to him about today. Laurent, how are you?
I feel old. Apart from that, I feel great. So I'm not an MVP anymore, right? I had to give it up when Microsoft hired me, which was kind of the most annoying thing, probably that, and stopping to work with a great team that I had at Valorum before. But I'm feeling great. I'm really happy. We are now on the 2nd of January, so it's a brand new year, right?
Yes.
And we're recording that, and very very pumped and very stoked for 2018 and what it will bring.
Great. I want to focus in on MVVM Lite and talk with you about the relationship between MVVM Lite and specifically Xamarin Forms. Mm-hmm. When I go to your excellent Pluralsight course, and we'll put a link to that on the show page, it is not specific to Xamarin Forms, and I'm not sure how much of it applies and does not apply. So perhaps we could talk a little bit about that relationship. Are there parts of MVVM Lite that do not apply because they're already in Xamarin Forms, or there are new special needs, or how does that work out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. So basically, when I created MVVM Lite at first, I concentrated on WPF because that's what was existing at the time. And then after that, SilverLight came, and so I ported it to SilverLight. And then later, Windows Phone came, and then Windows 8 and Windows 10, and then Xamarin and Xamarin Forms, right? And so basically, the process was for me always to check, okay, what does make sense? Like, does the pattern even make sense for the platform in question, right? MVVM obviously is kind of an obvious choice for everything on Windows, XAML Windows at least. On Xamarin, it was not definitely obvious. Xamarin Classic, like Xamarin Android, Xamarin iOS. And then in Xamarin Forms, it totally makes sense because the team themselves have basically promoted MVVM as kind of the de facto pattern to code in Xamarin Forms, right? Right. And so so that was kind of the first step. And then after that, of course, I wanted to check, okay, do we have some components which are missing, which are required by the platform to work properly? And so that's why when you check what you add, when you add MVVM Lite, when you add the NuGet package, for example, you will see mostly some core DLLs. And those are, by the way, available as a .NET standard these days. So you can take either the standard .NET version of those DLLs, or there is also a .NET standard version if you prefer. And after that, you also have a platform DLL. And this platform is going to contain things which are required by the specific platform. And one obvious example is on Xamarin Classic, on Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android, there are no data binding frameworks there. And so in the platform for Android and for iOS, you will find the data binding framework, which I implemented specifically for those platforms. And those data bindings work in a very similar manner than the Windows ones or the Xamarin Forms one. And so on Xamarin Forms, the advantage of Xamarin Forms is that those things are already baked in. So you already have a data binding framework, which is kind of the most complicated thing to implement, probably. So it's already there. They already have things like navigation. They even have things which are more complex, like an IOC container and a messaging system, etc. And so basically what I mean with that is that when you go on Xamarin Forms, you can take MVVM Lite pretty much as is. So you can take like the core DLLs and you have pretty much everything you need. You will have the messaging system of MVVM Lite. You will have the IOC container if you want to use it. You will have things like commands. You will have everything that you need to declare data bindings or bindable properties if you want. And so you don't really need any extra because those extras are already there. Now, obviously, this is the MVVM Lite approach, which means, like the name Lite says, right? I want to keep a small set of components and not necessarily overload the users with patterns and components and additional libraries and things like that. There are other libraries which are richer, like, for example, a very good one is Prism. My good friend Brian Lagunas and Brian Noyes, right? They are implementing Prism specifically for Xamarin Forms. And these libraries are richer. So you will have more components. But on the other hand, you will also have a learning curve, which is higher. And you will also have applications which are a little bit more complex to handle, right? So that's kind of the main difference. And this difference this is something that we see pretty much on every platform, right? You may remember in the days of WPF, we had, for example, Caliburn, which was kind of quite complex, but very complete. All right, great library, but it didn't appeal to necessarily to everybody. And then you have other such platforms. For example, on Xamarin, on the classic side, you have MVVM Cross, for example, which is also a very complete but very complex library to learn. And I think Prism is probably a little bit easier to learn, but still, you know, it's the learning curve is definitely going to be higher. So I think that if you do Xamarin Forms and you take MVVM Lite, you're going, especially if you come from Windows XAML, which is the case for quite a lot of people, you will feel at home immediately because the principles are exactly the same. Basically, you declare your view models, you declare those bindable properties and those commands, and then you use the built-in data binding system to create your bindings. You declare your binding context, which is the equivalent of the data context in Windows. And then after that, you can start building your UI and building your libraries. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense, and that was a great overview. I want to break it down a little bit further, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I don't want any of this to be heard as a challenge, but more as an opportunity to understand some of the differences. So the three that I'd really like to focus in on one at a time are messaging, IOC, and commands. So let's start with messaging. I know that MVVM has a messaging system, and Xamarin Forms has a messaging system. So why would someone say, let's use the MVVM Lite messaging system?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think this is true not only for the messaging system, but also for the IOC container and even, in fact, the view model base, right? I mean, even the basic stuff, there are some MVVM Lite implementations that you can use. And there are the Xamarin Forms, like the native implementation that you can use as well. My recommendation is always the same. If you feel comfortable enough to use Xamarin Forms with the built-in components, which are fairly basic, I would probably encourage you to do that. But if you come already from having used MVVM Lite and knowing the MVVM Lite components, then you have zero learning curve, basically. So you can start immediately with those. They are going to work great in Xamarin Forms as well. Also, another thing, if you want to create some libraries that you're going to share with other platforms, non-Xamarin Forms platforms, like, for example, if you have, and that's pretty true now that there is a very, very exciting feature of Xamarin Forms, which is that you can now mix and match Xamarin Classic and Xamarin Forms, right? So that's pretty cool. And so, of course, if you want to use those features in Xamarin Classic as well, then maybe you're better off using MVVM Lite because the MVVM Lite components are going to work exactly the same in iOS, Android, so in the classic version of Xamarin if you want, and in Xamarin Forms. And you can even share, let's say that you do a desktop version of your application in WPF, for example, then you can even share those libraries using MVVM Lite in WPF. And let's say that if you are so inclined, I actually see some people doing that these days, and that's why it was important to me to release a .NET standard version of MVVM Lite. I see people using actually those libraries on the server as well, like in ASP.NET Core, for example. And again, you're going to be able to have those libraries on the server as well. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you are implementing an API of some kind. So you have that, for example, on Azure, or you have that on your own server. And this is in ASP.NET, right? And then you have those data objects that you want to transfer. And let's say that you have a data object, let's say a customer, for example, and you want to serialize that to JSON, probably using JSON.NET, and then you send it over through HTTP. And then you want to deserialize that on your Xamarin client. Well, if this object implements or derives from view model base, for example, or from observable object, which is like a very lightweight Lite class in MVVM Lite, then you can absolutely use the same file or the same library, if it's a .NET standard library, both on the client and on the server. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And then you JSON as a transport mechanism between both. So as soon as you want to touch more platforms than just Xamarin.Forms, then MVVM Lite makes quite a lot of sense. If you stay confined absolutely to Xamarin.Forms and the features that you have available in those smaller versions of the object are sufficient to you, I would say that's okay. And the great feature of MVVM Lite and of Xamarin.Forms of those objects is that you can also choose to use only a component. Like you can say, okay, I really like the messaging system of MVVM Lite, but I find the IOC container is probably not to my liking. Well, feel free to use the Xamarin.Forms IOC container and to use the MVVM Lite messaging system. So basically, you can mix and match pretty much as you want.
Yes. So let me zero in on that a little bit. How is mm-hmm. Can you say briefly, how is the MVVM Lite messaging system different? What does that bring to the party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be totally frank and honest, I didn't look into the Xamarin.Forms implementation too much, mostly because I didn't have a need for it, because I come rather from the school which is, well, I'm super familiar with the MVVM Lite objects, obviously, and so I'm rather going to use them because I'm just so familiar with it that I'm much faster with those, right? Mostly what I saw is that the implementation, and again, right, it's a pub-sub, like we say, so basically publish, subscribe, mechanism, okay, where you say, okay, when I receive a message, then this is a code that need to be executed, and this is fairly simple to subscribe to those messages, and the messages can be pretty much anything, so that's quite nice. You can send pretty much anything. I think that in MVVM Lite, we probably the messaging system is one of the components that I spent really a lot of time on, and so it's going to cover more scenarios. Like for example, you're going to be able to, I don't know, you're going to be fairly, it's going to be fairly simple to send messages even if you're not necessarily on the same thread, for example, or things like that. You need to pay attention to that because multi-threading is probably one of the most complex things in programming, right? But that said, it is, you know, tested and we know that it works. You will have scenarios where you can probably, you know, fulfill some scenarios which are maybe a little bit more complex. But again, what I saw as a general rule of thumb, I would say, is that the MVVM Lite objects can cover a little bit more scenarios because they have been here for such a long time that, you know, the surface that they cover is a little bit bigger, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to work very much better than the Xamarin.Forms one. It probably just means that, you know, if you're more familiar with those, it makes more sense to use them.
Great. While we're on messaging, I've noticed in a few programs that I've seen that using the MVVM pattern, there is a fallout from that with messaging. And what I mean by that is that folks are in a view model and they want to navigate to another page or they want to put up an alert box, but especially when they want to navigate. And so what they're doing is sending a specific message to the view to tell it to navigate. And so they end up with a great many messages.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that. And in fact, my rule of thumb, the messaging system has been called an anti-pattern at some point. and I kind of understand why. It is like my last resort, pretty much. So I would say that I use the messaging system a lot less than I used to, and probably only for scenarios where I don't have another way to implement something. Let me give you an example. Messaging works great, for example, when you have, let's say that you have a big number of small objects, for example, and then you want to make sure that each one of those small objects gets a message, and you don't know how many of those objects there are, right? So if you are choosing a classic implementation using an interface or these kind of things, it would be relatively complex to do so, and then you need a loop somewhere to loop through all your items. items, while with a messenger, it's really super easy because you just send the message. And then if you have, you know, 100 or 1,000 objects, it doesn't matter. Basically, you're sure that they will all get the message. However, for navigation, personally, I don't use that. And navigation is one of those scenarios where I prefer to use a navigation service and say, okay, if I'm inside my view model, I will have the navigation service registered into the IOC container. I will get it from the IOC container and I will give the order to navigate from there. Messenger is a little bit tricky because it is so decoupled that it makes it a little bit hard to understand what's happening sometimes. And debugging the messaging system can be a little bit complex. Let's say that if you send a message but you're not receiving it, for example, it can be a little bit difficult to know exactly what's happening. And that's why I recommend being a little bit careful with it and not necessarily overusing it, if that makes sense.
Yes. And so your recommendation on navigation is to use an IOC container. So let's talk through just a little bit nuts and bolts. And let's assume that we're using the MVVM Lite IOC container. So walk me through a little bit. If the scenario is I have a view model and I want it for page one and I want from there to go to page two, what do I register? Where do I register it? How do I do that navigation?
Yeah. So typically what I do is that I will have a registration area. So typically for me, it's inside the view model locator, and the view model locator is an object which is created early in the application and it kind of lives through the application, right? So it's a good object to do some setup or to register your objects into the IOC containers, these kind of things. So usually what I will do is that I will say, hey, I have a navigation service, and this navigation service is going to perform the actual navigation. But of course, I need to call it. So I need two things. First of all, I will need to configure it. And so the navigation very often happens with a key. So you're going to say, okay, I'm going to navigate to a certain key. And why don't you navigate to the page directly? Well, the problem is that very often the view model is in a library and the view is in another library, which is the application itself, right? Mm-hmm. And so those two libraries don't necessarily have knowledge from each other. So you try to keep the view model fairly, how should I say that? You try to keep it in the dark. It doesn't necessarily know much about its view. And so if you have a view model, it's going to say, hey, now I want to navigate to, to the details page, for example, in the case of a master details application. And that's okay, but it's not going to know exactly which view is going to implement that. And maybe if you have the same view model in Windows and in Xamarin Forms, like in WPF and in Xamarin Forms, for example, the view is going to be something completely different, right? So in Windows, it might be a window, and in Xamarin Forms, it's going to be a page, most probably, or part of a page, right? So you try to keep that knowledge away from the view model. So the view model is going to say, okay, I want to navigate to the details page with that particular item as a content, okay? And it's going to need the navigation service. And so it's going to get it from the IOC container. And then it's going to say, okay, navigate to the details page, which I have no idea how it is implemented. So just go to that details page. And by the way, here is your payload, which is the item that you need to display, okay? And so in order for that to work, the navigation service, which is going to be platform specific, you're going to have one navigation service for Xamarin Forms and one for WPF and one for, Windows 10, if you want to have a UWP version of the app as well. The navigation service is going to get this order to navigate, and then it's going to know, okay, if somebody tells me to navigate to the details view, well, I'm on Windows. I'm going to take details window.xaml, and then I'm going to show that, right? And if I'm on Xamarin Forms, I'm going to take the details page, .xaml, and then I'm going to navigate to that. And so like this, you have a clean, decoupled mechanism of navigation, okay? But that said, it's fairly comfortable anyway, because for the view model, if you're in the view model, you place a breakpoint to your navigation, you can follow pretty much what's happening. And if there is a bug somewhere, you can find it a little bit easier than if you were doing a messaging-based navigation.
And for the user's perspective, there's the navigation service, there's the IOC, and there's the locator.
Yeah.
And which of those three, which are provided by MVVM Lite, and which are the developer writing themselves?
Yeah. So the IOC container is available as a part of MVVM Lite. The view model and, I mean, the view model base, etc. This is available. We have commands, etc. Navigation service is a little bit tricky in Xamarin Forms. At the moment, I don't provide an implementation. I have an implementation available as an example somewhere, as a sample, but it's not part of the libraries. Mostly the reason why is that distributing that is a little bit difficult. And the reason is that there is, when you add MVVM Lite to, through NuGet to an application, you can't really know if it's going to be Xamarin Classic Android application where I have a navigation service or if it's Xamarin Forms application. And it's a little bit tricky to find that. So this is something I want to work on and provide a navigation service as part of MVVM Lite that's going to come in a further version. At the moment, you have to add it manually, but I do have a sample implementation.
And finally, the view model locator, is that?
So view model locator, exactly. Sorry for interrupting, but it's because I forgot about that one. So view model locator, it's a, so when you create a new MVVM Lite application, for example, in iOS or in Android, you're going to have a view model locator as part of that, but it's not a component which is a part of MVVM Lite because the view model locator is really just a totally plain object, right? It's sometimes we call them POCO. It's a plain old CLR object or whatever. It's not implementing anything. It's not deriving from anything. It's just an object which is created somewhere early in the application when the application starts. And so in Xamarin Forms, you would do that typically in the application.xaml. Okay. So application.xaml.cs, you would create the view model locator, store it as a resource. And then like this, it's available for everybody either to do your data binding. So it's going to expose some of the view models inside the application. And it's also going to do when it's created, it's going to do some setup for the IOC container, register some objects, etc. So this object is really like I said, a plain old object, right? And basically, you just create a new class, you name it locator or whatever you want to call it. View model locator is typically my favorite, and it's going to live there.
Great. And if folks want to do this, what's the best way for them to see a sample of how to do this or documentation? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you go on GitHub, which is probably a good place, and if you go there to LBunion, so LBUGNION, which is my my username there, you will see quite a lot of repositories. And there is one repository there, which is exactly what you want. And I'm going to look for the exact name. It's called sample-crossplatform/flowers. And the flowers example is a pretty rich example that I developed for a number of platforms. So there is a WPF implementation of that. There is a UWP implementation. There is an iOS and an Android application implementation. And there is also a forms implementation. So if you go there and you check, you will find pretty much everything you need. There is, so it's a good example of how to structure your application. And there is also a dialog service and a navigation service inside there. So the implementation is available and you can copy that if you want to try it in your own application. So it's probably the best place. So like I said, GitHub, then LBunion, LBUGNION, and then sample-crossplatform-flowers. And I'm sure you'll put a link somewhere, right?
Okay, so it sounds like there's tremendous support in MVVM Lite that a Xamarin Forms programmer can pick and choose which parts they want. The one area that we haven't really zeroed in on, and then we'll move on to other topics, is the IOC.
Mm-hmm.
In Xamarin Forms, that's the dependency service.
Yes.
But that is typically done, as far as I know, it is typically done when you need to access an implementation in the Android-specific or iOS-specific area. So you'll create an interface up in the forms, mm-hmm. and then the implementation will be down in the head project.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, this is a typical example where an IOC container makes sense because of the abstraction, really. And so when we talk about cross-platform, you need abstraction at some point. And, you know, a good example is dialogues or, you know, maybe a GPS, for example. You know that you want to subscribe to GPS events, but it so happens that in iOS, they don't do GPS at all the same than in Android or in Windows for that matter. And mm-hmm. so, at some point you will need a plugin to do that. And for sensor-based solutions like GPS, etc., probably you can find a plugin for Xamarin, which is going to abstract that. And the other possibility that you have is to do an interface, so to abstract the service with an interface, register that interface with the IOC container, and then you're going to provide an implementation which is probably going to be platform specific. So that's a great use for IOC. Personally, I like it a lot. I use it a lot, and you can of course do that with MVVM Lite, with a simple IOC container, which is very popular and used quite a lot. And I would say that the same rule of thumb applies between using the Xamarin Forms, the built-in one, or the MVVM Lite one. If you're familiar with simple IOC, which a lot of people are, then you know why would you want to learn a new thing which does pretty much the same, right? So you can probably use it, use the MVVM Lite one, and be done with it. Also, if you plan to share your code with other platforms, and again, the client server scenario comes to mind, since you have a .NET standard implementation of simple IOC, then you can very easily use it pretty much on every platform you want. And you know, if your server runs on Linux, right, you can use that there as well with .NET standard, and then you can share your libraries like that. So that could be a good scenario.